From the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, reading verses 1 to 8. There is a time for everything, and a season for every activity under the heavens. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to uproot. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to tear down, and a time to build. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones, and a time to gather them. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to search, and a time to give up. A time to keep, and a time to throw away. A time to tear, and a time to mend. A time to be silent, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time for war, and a time for peace.
Dear Lord, at a time like this, when everything is in a state of rapid change and much uncertainty, it is often hard for us to know what we should be doing. But you tell us that there is a time for everything. Let us make this a time to plant, whether it be plants in the garden or the seeds of kind thoughts and actions. May this too be a time of healing, especially of those suffering from the effects of COVID-19. May we also use this time to heal old wounds and divisions, that we may seek reconciliation with those from whom we may have drifted apart or been separated. We pray that you will bring your comfort to those who weep, and may we also make this a time for laughter. Help us to share your love with those who mourn, and to dance with those who dance. May your scattered people be gathered together in your spirit, all children of our loving Father. At this time, when we must refrain from embracing, except for the members of our household, let us embrace our family as often as we can, and we ask you to embrace all those we cannot physically touch. Grant that we may tear down all those thoughts that are false and unchristian, and help us to mend our broken lives, our broken relationships. May we also be guided by you to recognise when we should be silent and when it is time to speak out. At this time, we ask your blessing and protection for all those who wage war on COVID-19. And may your peace rest upon us and upon all your children. We end our prayers this evening by saying the grace together. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.